Oh, I'm Stephen Hopper. I was in primary 7 at the school at that time, 11 years old when this incident happened 20 years ago.
Reflecting back now, obviously time heals, but take us back to that day.
It just obviously started off as something of a normal morning in primary 7. We'd gone into the classroom, we'd done for about the first half hour looking at, we usually did moral education at that time in the morning, because those of different faiths were away at different specialist classes. But then we'd just done some numeracy, and all of a sudden you hear this banging, which your mind knows is gunfire, but there's another part of your mind wants, is trying to not accept the situation. It's trying to tell you, no, it can't be, it can't be. But of course, being the age we were at that point, the first thing we all did was go to the windows of the hut and start looking towards where the gunfire is coming from. Within a half a minute or so, he'd come out the fire door of the gym and, from a reasonable distance, shot into our hut through the windows. We hit the floor pretty quickly at that point. Only injuries sustained were a couple of people hit by some glass from the window. There were no bullet wounds in my classroom.
What did you see then? You saw him coming out of the gymnasium.
I would say, more from my point of view, I saw the fire door open. I went down at that point. There was no staying up to look at the individual. You knew he was going to shoot at you, and you just hit the ground very, very quickly. So there was no real image of the offender. You just saw the fire door open and you went to ground very, very quickly.
I mean, what kind of emotions go through you?
And at the time, obviously there was a lot of, you were very worried, especially there was the potential for them coming into our hut. Although I do often say to people, one of the things on my mind there and then on the floor was, if he does come in here, what's the quickest way out? How do you get out very, very quickly? And indeed, where do you go? Where's the best place to go to hide? But you were on the floor thinking, well, again, still coming to terms a little bit with how real the situation was, but thinking, right, if it does develop further, how do I get myself out of it almost?
The noise must have been quite frightening, as you say.
Yeah, like I said, it was something that your mind, you knew in your mind what it was. That is gunfire. But there's one part of your mind saying, trying to tell you, no, it's not. It must be something else. This is not happening. Your mind just doesn't want to accept that that's what it actually is.
Of course not, and especially when you're, at school.
It's not the sort of thing you expect to experience when you come into school in the morning. It's just, I mean, you hear of such incidents, not particularly common in this country, in other parts of the world, but you don't think it's going to happen to you.
For you personally, if you haven't got down at that moment, I guess you count yourself lucky.
Yeah, I mean, I did get a mild cut, but the cut did catch me just above the eye. If the timing had been slightly different, I suppose it could have gone in there and got the eye. And yeah, if I hadn't got the timing right and going to ground, there could have been more injuries from glass, or even bullets.
How does it feel 20 years on now?
You look back on it, it's not going to be something that you're ever actually going to forget as such, obviously. But something I do, I always say when I talk about this now, is any time I'm back round about that area, I don't go over that area of the town very often. There's nothing, no reason for me to be over there. But any time I'm back near the primary school or in the grounds of the primary school, that isn't the first thing that comes to mind for me. I think about having been in primary school, having been in class there, having been learning things, playing things. Maybe some of that's down to the fact that the room in which it happened was knocked down almost straight away afterwards. It's not there anymore. The huts that I was in none of them are there anymore, so it has changed a bit. But like I say, when I'm, it's not something that comes straight to my mind. It's something that sometimes when I see similar incidents in the world happening, it comes back and I think there are a degree of similarities, and obviously you feel a lot of sympathy for people involved elsewhere. And other than on major anniversaries like this, you don't really think about it that much.